Arizona men's golf returns to Tucson this weekend, hosting the Arizona Thunderbirds Collegiate. After an impressive fall in which the team finished in the top five in three of its tournaments, Arizona men's golf now shifts its focus to the spring, and specifically, the postseason. I sat down with head coach Jim Anderson to discuss what he's learned about his team in the fall, roster changes that they've experienced this spring, and what the team needs to do these next few months to make a second consecutive appearance at the NCAA National Championships. Okay, Coach Anderson, I wanted to start off by recapping the fall. You guys placed in at least the top five in three of your tournaments, including winning the Wyndham Memorial Classic. Overall, what did you learn about your group this fall?
Well, I think we've returned a lot of players from the previous year, and you know, we felt really good about the team that we had last year. And so coming into the fall, I think some of it was maybe trying to manage our expectation, but also kind of feeling like we've got a pretty good core of players, and they proved that. You know, we as you mentioned, we won the Wyndham Memorial Classic in Chicago, which was really just a great experience for everyone. Got to play some really good golf courses too. Played in the Pacific Northwest twice on two different style of golf courses, but played real well at Sahali, which requires you to drive the ball very well. We probably didn't have our best stuff the next week at Eldera, but learned a lot and adapted and adjusted so that when we went to Chicago the following week, we were in a position to win and took care of it. So that was great. And then we got to cap off the fall with a great play at the St. Andrews Links Collegiate. And it was just an amazing experience for our program to get to share that with our women's program, to have success. Zach Polo won individually. The team, we finished first in the stroke play portion. Of course, we wish we would have won a couple more matches on that final day. But candidly, it was just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and playing good golf was really an important part of it, but we came back closer, came back hungry, came back excited to really get things going into the spring now.
Yeah, I want to dive more into that trip to Scotland. What were some of the biggest takeaways of traveling together and also playing on such a historic course?
Yeah, I honestly don't have enough words to describe or probably enough time to share. But, you know, we arrived, we got to take in a little bit of the culture of the countryside and got to spend one extra night in Edinburgh, got to see the castle. Both teams were doing most of this exploring together. It is really unique and awesome to get to share that with another team, especially a team that we share a sport with, the women's team. So it really brought both of our programs close, and getting to know our own team was part of the benefit of that, but also getting to know another team that we share a house with was really made for just a very comfortable and very supportive and very encouraging environment now. After we got to do the one day of kind of taking in the culture, we got to play some amazing golf. Went to play a golf course all along the way up towards St. Andrews called Dunbarney Links, which was just amazing. Had, I think, you know, eight groups of four go out in a row, or maybe it was six, I can't even remember, but kind of had the place to ourselves, it felt like, and played in some Scottish weather, so that was cool. And then it was kind of, you know, a little bit getting into the business of the week with, you know, checking into the hotel, which was right there at St. Andrews. It's just an amazing community, a small town that we didn't drive a car once. So we were on foot when we needed to get around. And it's just knowing the history, getting to tour the university there at St. Andrews University, or University of St. Andrews, rather, amazing. I mean, 700 something year was the year that some of those buildings were born, and it's hard to take it all in and learn from all of it, but our team left with a new perspective, just a enhanced appreciation for what it means to get to do what we do and represent this university and be a part of something like that.
From the reflection of the entire fall now, what are you looking to build on going into the spring?
I think for us, it's just to continue to refine and put our players in a position to use their experience to be able to execute when the pressure's on. You know, and I think, you know, every tournament we play is a tournament, and it is important, and we are trying to win, and we do have chances to win, and sometimes we do win, and we're very excited and nervous and happy, and the thrill of winning is still very important. But we also know that there's bigger goal in mind. Some of those bigger goals are on this season. Some of those bigger goals are what we do after we graduate college, be it on or off the golf course. And so, you know, I think what we try to do to help internalize the expectations that get built around are to remind them that this is a process that's supposed to be fun. This is something that, you know, we want you to enjoy, so that, you know, if you're doing something you love to do, it's easier to do it well. And so those are some of the messages we try to convey. And, you know, I think putting them in a position to compete against the other great programs that we see week in and week out, they're competitive. You know, I don't have to motivate them to try to play well. It just comes with the territory of the players we recruit. They want to be number one in the world, you know, whether it's as an amateur or as a pro. And so we just do our best to continue preparing them to put them in positions to execute when the lights are on, and when, you know, comes the end of the year, it's exciting to be in that position, and I think we'll be ready for it.
Some of the changes this spring are roster changes that you guys experience, most notable being the loss of Tiger Christensen, who turned pro in November. Who are going to be some golfers that you look to fill that lineup spot for you?
Yeah, and Tiger was a big part of our program and still is, and he's a part of this year's team as far as I'm concerned. We're excited he's getting starts on DP World Tour and Challenge Tour and on his way, you know, and that's something that we recruit to and offer, and we're excited for that. But no surprise to us, Philip Jakubik and Zach Polo, both are ranked in the, you know, roughly 50 or better in the world right now of amateur golf. They've stepped up and filled a bigger role, despite the fact that they were already doing some great things too. And we've seen both of them lead us at different times. So I'm very confident that the players that we have and the experience that they bring, it just man down, man up, you know, and we've got different players who are capable of stepping up every given week. And Johnny Walker's doing a great job of that as well, just coming off a third place finish. And Johnny's seen a lot of tournament golf here at the U of A. So we count on Johnny, and we know what he's capable of. So I'm very confident that the group we have and the core we have returning this spring are going to be able to carry us to the position we want to be come end of year.
How would you describe the dynamic of your team right now?
They're very close. They're very competitive. They are extremely hardworking. I you know, pride myself on leaving late from work and you know, doing the things that I can't do during the day, and oftentimes the guys are still here. Now they're competitive, and they're having some fun sometimes playing ping pong, you know, doing the camaraderie things too. And but they're very hardworking, and they're very focused on the goals that we have here as a team and them as individuals while they're at college and here at the U of A. But for almost every one of them, they aspire for something even bigger past this. So they're using their time wisely, and they're an impressive group, and I'm very excited to see what they're capable of.
When do you feel like the team is playing its best golf? What does it take, and what's rolling well for you guys?
Good question. The recipe usually is to have one or two guys who are, you know, either have a chance to win the tournament or hovering in the top 10. That usually sends a pretty good ripple down towards team results. So, you know, when you have guys who we've mentioned, Philip Jakubik and Zach Polo, who are capable of doing that any given week, you know, both have won college events. Zach's won twice now, and Philip's, you know, last I checked, inside the top 25 world amateur golf ranking. So you don't just get that. So when we can get those two playing well, it usually helps reset the deck. Tony Zhang's he's a sophomore who has all of the game that any player we've ever coached has and has put it together. But as it goes with, you know, maturing and learning from the experiences and the different conditions and different competitions, he's picking up a lot of valuable experience, and he's slowly, you know, becoming more and more comfortable filling that role too. So we love the group that we have, and you know, it takes five any given week, so it's competitive for that last spot, and we've got qualifying going on right now for the next tournament, and they're all playing as best they can because they want to be a part of that.
And for the first time this spring, you guys will be going to Tulsa, Oklahoma for the Big 12 Championships. How does that impact your preparation compared to years past, being in the Pac-12, being familiar with that?
Yeah, it's a site that's hosted major championships, so we're really thrilled about the opportunity to compete in the Big 12. And, you know, there's definitely differences. In the Pac-12, we rotated from each school hosted, so you'd see 12 different sites over 12 different years, and that had its benefits. But I think one of the things I'm excited about with the Big 12 is there's a bit of a routine and a you know, a rotation that's been established for a long time, and getting to see Southern Hills and compete on a major championship course usually identifies the best team, you know. And we, of course, we haven't played it. We don't know what to expect at the Big 12 Championship, but it's still a golf tournament. We still know how to prepare for golf tournaments. We'll still see a weather forecast, a wind direction. We'll still get a practice round. And the things that we do week in and week out, even though it's competition, it's preparation or practice, those are the tools and the routines that we're trying to drive home with our team, so that when we do show up in Tulsa, we'll have a team that's capable of playing their best golf. And if our best golf that week is enough to win, then we've done our job.
And what does this team need to do now moving forward to make its second consecutive appearance in the NCAA championships?
Well, ultimately, it comes down to how you play at regionals. So, you know, we're in a great position to qualify for that. So now it becomes just continually competing, continually refining, you know, learning from mistakes that are made. It's a fine line, though. You don't ever get to start regionals 10 under par, and you never have to start regionals 10 over par. So you have to learn how to get yourself ready to just start at zero and just, you know, play from point A. And it's a good friend of mine taught me that a long time ago, and she's a great teacher here in town, Susie Myers. But it's really true, and that's how we try to approach it. You're in the present every single moment, and if you just do the best you can with the one shot in front of you, that's all we can ask.
It's been almost a year since you guys have been introduced into this facility and received it. Just how has that elevated the golf program?
Well, it's offered us a real home, as you mentioned, and to get to share this space with our team, with our women's team, it's really brought our team together and our women's team together and both teams together. It's just really remarkable to see the support that has been offered to all of the UVA, but specifically our programs in this particular case, because it's been a vision and a dream of a lot of people who care deeply about their Wildcats and their Wildcat golf for 40 years or more. So to get to see it used day in and day out, and get to share it with visitors and the like, and now host a golf tournament here and have a facility that other teams are going to see, oh wow, that's what the UVA, that's their new facility, wow, that's amazing. And the response has been incredible, but just the community that we're able to build and the connectivity that our team enjoys together now, because we have a least common denominator. You know, we have a place that we share, and they can watch a NBA All-Star game or an NHL All-Star game or the likes, you know, PGA Tour event on Sunday afternoon in between practicing for a couple of hours and go back out for a couple more hours. So the overall facility is doing exactly what we had hoped, and bringing our team together, providing them with a experience that is second to none, and offering them a facility where they can really refine their skills.
The Arizona Thunderbirds Collegiate starts today and will be played at the home of Arizona Golf, the Tucson Country Club. For more information, you can visit ArizonaWildcats.com. Bear down and go Cats.